25 years ago, British forces secured a great victory in a noble cause. The whole nation rejoiced at the success, and we should still rejoice. Aggression was defeated and reversed. The wishes of local people were upheld as paramount. Britain's honour and interests prevailed. Sending troops into battle is the gravest decision that any Prime Minister has to take. To fight 8,000 miles away from home, in perilous conditions, against a well-armed, if badly led, enemy, was bound to be an awesome challenge. Moreover, at such times, there is no lack of people at home and abroad to foretell disaster. Then, when things go well, they are just as quick to press some hopeless compromise. So we could never at any stage be sure what the outcome of the Falklands War would be. But of two other things, I could be sure. First, that our cause was just, and second, that no finer troops could be found in the world than those of our country. So, as we recall and give thanks for the liberation of our islands, let us also recall the many battle fronts where British forces are engaged today. There are, in a sense, no final victories, for the struggle against evil in the world is never ending. Tyranny and violence wear many masks, yet from victory in the Falklands we can all today draw hope and strength. Fortune does, in the end, favour the brave, and it is Britain's good fortune that none are braver than our armed forces. Thank you all.